Welcome to Saturday morning meeting for suppliers presented by 8th and Walton, the premier destination for supplier development, and sponsored in part by Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp, the leading provider of credit and credibility solutions for businesses. I'm Andy Shook, and thank you for joining us. Today's episode is on a topic that's required for supplier success, balance. Lewis Patler of BIT Group will talk on balancing innovation with operational excellence in a large CPG company. We also speak with Leon Nicholas of Kantar Retail on the delicate balance between digital and physical retail. And David Hale discusses strategic partnerships, the harmonious, balanced relationship between GigWalk and Deloitte Consulting that enables them to provide real-time, helpful data to CPG suppliers.
We're here today with Lewis Patler, New York Times award-winning author, one of the 20 great thought leaders in innovation in the country today, and the president of the BIT Group. Lewis, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you're working on and what you've been up to the last few years.
Well, it's been now 25 years for the BIT Group. The BI and the T stands for Business Innovation and Trends. Uh-huh. And we've been both a research group as well as training programs, mm-hmm. and a lot of work in consulting.
Got it. And focused around this whole idea of innovation, innovation culture?
One way or another, leadership, strategy, and innovation are kind of the three-legged stool of what we do and the integration of those three elements.
And I understand that you were actually on the sort of reading list for Steve Jobs. You were one of the people he recommended that people ought to read.
I was, much to my surprise. It's flattering. But he had a list, apparently a very long list, of books that were on his must-read for new Apple employees. I understand that Steve Wozniak's list was about a page long.
Right,
and
wow.
Had 8 or 10 titles, all of which were pretty technical. So, I was pleased to be acknowledged in that way.
That's great. So innovation is, it seems like in some ways it's sort of an overused word and whatnot. It gets used an awful lot. And I know you've studied it. There's not a lot of empirical evidence around innovation cultures and innovation. As you put that into the context of a supplier, a consumer packaged goods company, what sort of things do they need to be thinking about in trying to build, maintain, or reinvigorate an innovation culture?
Well, first of all, yes, innovation is widely misunderstood. And as a term, it carries a lot of baggage. I would say, and prefer to say, that innovation should be understood by all suppliers as having a lowercase I and not a capital I.
Right.
It's everybody's everyday job. And if you used the word innovation interchangeably with the words like problem solving, you'd be closer to the mark of what our research has shown about the nature and substance of innovation. It's really about everybody in the workforce, a whole diagonal slice of a company, especially for suppliers, manufacturers, having a stake in and some of the resources to themselves be involved in innovation on a daily basis.
So as you think about culture, I think it was Drucker that says that culture eats strategy for breakfast, or at least he's attributed to saying that. And so part of this is a culture, and a lot of that falls on the leadership. What advice do you have for the leaders in driving this innovation play or this problem solving play into what they're doing?
Well, I think the key is innovators being understood as separate from innovation.
Right.
It's the members of the workforce, all of them being brought into making a contribution to the general good of resolving problems, meeting customers' needs, satisfying your major customers in this instance,
sure.
As well as then, in terms of what you eat for lunch.
Right.
I think innovators will eat those other elements for lunch. If you don't have innovation as part of the fiber of all your employees, and I'm not talking about a culture of innovation.
Right, right.
That's an abstraction.
Right.
I'm talking about a company of innovators. That's what our data has clearly shown. It's all about individual people making a contribution that ends up being called innovative, but it's really part of what you do.
One of the things that I often look on when I think about innovation, and I think about some of the things that have been done, is Kelly Johnson, who was at Lockheed, was credited with pulling together a team of of innovators and creators, and they did the SR-71 and the U-2 and they did the stealth aircraft, but they were pulled out of sort of the corporate structure and bureaucracy. I think I sense from some of your writing that you see a danger in doing that. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, the so-called skunk works, where you separate out the chosen few, the elites, the creatives, from the rest of the peons in the organization. Right. I think if you look longitudinally, you look in the long haul, what you see are some of those places and entities like Bell Labs and Monsanto's R&D and other things that were following that skunkworks model a few years back. They run their course and then they dissipate and then they go away.
Right.
So nowadays, what the clients are usually wanting is sustainability, not only on the level of what do you do with your waste and water consumption and energy, your carbon footprint, but also what's your ability to deliver not just the immediate product, but the product behind that product.
Sure.
How do you do it over and over and over again? And I believe in use the term embedding innovation into an organization rather than separating it out.
And you, it's probably pretty clear that that's a necessity, given how short product life cycles are and just the global competition, that it's not really an alternative. This is not an optional thing for most companies that want to be successful.
You would think so.
Right.
But our data shows a great resistance to that. And or when, say, there's a change of leadership and they get this bee in their bonnet that it's important to innovate. And I think McKinsey recently did an article that from their research, 85% of companies now have innovation in either their logo or their corporate values and so on. But then what does that mean?
Right.
Well, how does that translate? How does that manifest itself?
Sure.
So we don't see enough of that assumption being made that you just articulated. Mm-hmm. It's usually either delegated to, well, kind of figure out how we're gonna do more innovation, or it's isolated in the context you were just talking about of a skunkworks type of unit.
Got it. So we're just about out of time for this segment, but you made some really interesting a discussion about how surfer analogy and catching the big wave has something to do with it. Would you mind coming back and talking about that in a future segment?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to.
That'd be great. So the remainder of Saturday morning meeting will be coming right up.
Retail Solutions is the market leader helping advance reporting and analytics with Walmart suppliers around the globe. We manage the data for you, automate data integration, attribution, and reports, and then help you focus on activities that will drive the most value. To do this, RSI works with you to perform a business value assessment to identify the largest value opportunities in your business. If improving results in sales through better insights and execution and efficiencies are important to you, contact RSI today.
We're here today with Scott Sandlin from TouchRate. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what's happening in retail today.
Great, Andy. So I'm very excited to talk to you about some very interesting technology that we have at TouchRate. So you've probably seen touch screens in stores around the country. They're in retail, they're in healthcare, they're in quick serve restaurants. It's the touchscreen tablets that really bridges the brick and mortar relationship with the online relationship. It's fascinating because customers are actually starting to utilize these touchscreen devices to help them make better informed purchasing decisions.
So TouchRate's taking touchscreens to retail, to the brick and mortar?
Absolutely, and as well as healthcare, as well as other types of venues. The most exciting part about it is the fact that these devices they operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. They don't require an internal technology development. They actually ride on Wi-Fi and 4G, and they're able to be updated with content regularly. What they're doing is they're actually helping suppliers to solve some of the problems that they may have.
Okay.
The suppliers where they want to expand their assortment and don't have the ability to do so can actually expand it through these devices. So you're actually bridging the online experience and the inventory inside the store with the online relationship as well, so you have the online inventory available. Also, from a supplier's perspective, it's really cool because the analytics and the insights that they pay a lot of money for, they get all this information in reports. And those reports are going to be really cool for them in the future because it'll help them to understand where they need to expand their assortment, where they might need to pull their assortment back, or products that their customers are looking for that they don't have.
So they can track as the customers touch the screens and go into it, they can track all of that information as far
Absolutely.
As how they're shopping
Absolutely.
At store?
We can provide.
Which was probably a different experience than shopping online.
It is.
Yeah.
It most certainly is.
Well, good. Well, TouchRate, it sounds exciting, and it sounds like suppliers are really going to want to dig in and find out more about this. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andy.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
We're here today with David Hale from GigWalk. He's the CEO. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about GigWalk. What do they do?
So GigWalk is a software as a service workforce platform for managing very large distributed teams. So we have two components of that. One is just a software as a service platform for managing your own employees or the employees of your distribution network. And then the other part is crowdsourcing, where you can leverage a very large distributed team of independent contractors that have downloaded the GigWalk application.
Hmm. So tell us about Enterprise then. What does that do?
So Enterprise, if you're a large, say a global CPG company, it would allow you to gain insights or capture insights from those employees when they're in the field. So if you have, you know, we have one customer we're talking to with about 20 or 30,000 employees globally.
Okay.
And so they can use the GigWalk application to manage or capture insights from the field, broadcast tasks to those employees, and then capture insights in the field. I'll give you one good example. So we have a company, it's a large global CPG company. They have a large number of people in the field in India
okay.
that are out in the field distributing products to healthcare providers and pharmacies, and they wanted to understand if those products were actually getting distributed to those end locations, and wanted to validate that
sure.
work was getting completed.
Recently, you partnered with Deloitte Consulting
mm-hmm.
to enable you real-time data collection. Tell us a little bit about that and what happened with that.
Deloitte was very interested in kind of strategic insights and analysis that they could capture from real-time data and the benefits that that real-time data could help their customers with in terms of execution.
Okay.
So they want to make sure that their customers can get real-time data, they can take advantage of analytics from that data, and then take action in real time.
Wow, interesting. And how did it work for them?
Well, we announced it last week. We're not right now talking to a number of their large customers. Deloitte has 17 different industrial sectors that they work in. We're currently focusing on 3 to 4 of those. Example, CPG and retail, but also
okay.
Entertainment, hospitality, oil and gas is another one where you have a large number of distributed oil rigs around the world,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually capture information about safety and security on those oil rigs.
So GigWalk now allows suppliers to manage their own teams, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and how does that work?
Whirlpool has an interesting problem that they wanted to solve, and that is, how do you guarantee that products have moved from the back of the floor in a DIY store to the front of the floor? They want to make sure that their own sales associates go in, they can check and take a picture of and answer a few questions about
okay.
how the product is displayed, and they can get that information back into the sales management team to make sure that their products are actually moving swiftly for new product transitions.
Sure, doing new product launches and different things
exactly.
like that, trying to get that. And it's really kind of a great confirmation tool to make sure that what you wanted to get done actually gets done out there.
Well, it for any CPG company, product transitions is a big issue. If you introduce a new product, you want to make sure that that gets
and it's
to
executed.
The sales floor very quickly.
Why should companies consider strategic partnerships, kind of like the one that you have with Deloitte now? How does that change the game?
I think any company with a very large distributed workforce that wants to be able to understand what that workforce is doing, to be able to broadcast tasks to that team, to leverage mobile technology to gain insights about what that team is doing around the globe, and to capture those insights for
mm-hmm.
the benefit of marketing departments, sales teams, and ensure that they can execute in real time, should consider partnering with GigWalk.
Okay. What's another way that suppliers can use GigWalk Enterprise?
Well, let me give you an example of Red Bull. So Red Bull did something called BOGFO.
BOGFO, okay.
BOGFO. So BOGFO is back office goes front office.
Okay.
Back office goes front office. So what they wanted to do, and actually you see some very interesting pictures on Twitter about this.
Okay.
They wanted to get their people from the back office, you know, sales associates that normally don't get out on trucks and go into the field. They wanted to get those people out on trucks, going into stores, you know, seeing what the Red Bull is doing in terms of merchandising on the ground. And so they used GigWalk to capture insights as the BOGFO teams went out and went into stores and ran routes.
The teams were out there. They had certain jobs that they were to do when they were out there, and it was sent out to them, and then they took pictures and did everything else, and then you guys kind of put all that together.
Captured
for them?
The information in real time and where that information was available. In this case, you know, they do it a few times a year.
Right.
And they capture that information. But yeah, sure, that's just an example of the capability.
How do you come up with creative and new ways to keep growing your business and building your business?
Well, I think for us, you know, in any business, it's just about solving a critical customer need. And what we
and is it learning what those needs are as you're working with these customers?
Absolutely.
Is that kind of what you've been finding?
Companies capture information and then they have kind of a long-term view. So you look at it and you think, gee, you know, we just did our March Madness promotion. Gosh, we've captured a lot of information, insights from that.
Right.
You know, how can we fix it for next year? And the interesting thing about mobile is you're getting all of this information in real time, and you shouldn't be thinking about how to change it for next year. You should think about how do I change it for tomorrow morning?
While it's going on, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the benefit, okay, is talking to retailers. They need to think differently about how they use mobile technology to capture insights in real time, and then use that information to make changes in real time.
Right. Well, and you're also finding now, I think, with GigWalk that the retailers are also using this as well, right? Because they want to find out what's happening at their store. Even though they have store managers out there, store personnel, marketing people, and sometimes the marketing departments can use this tool as well to find out what's really going on.
So, yeah, just another example in retail is retailers tend to be organized around regions and stores and teams of stores.
Yep.
But if you want to execute something across a subset of the stores, say to do a test or say to manage a particular product line or something, there's not really an efficient way to do that. But if you're using mobile technology like, you know, for example, GigWalk Enterprise, you broadcast a task to people, your own employees that are in the stores, you know, people you're familiar with, comfortable with being in the stores. They can execute those tasks. You can capture the data in real time.
Yeah.
And then very importantly, take action.
Yeah, great. Well, David, thank you so much. It sounds like GigWalk is moving in some great directions, and we're looking forward to what you do in the future. Thank you.
Thanks very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Saturday morning meeting for suppliers. We'll be right back.
Casetack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, Casetack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. Casetack, retail logistics is what we do.
Mach 1 Financial Group has moved to Bentonville. Now we're easier to find and even better equipped to assist you with your financial needs. Visit us at our new location, 408 North Walton Boulevard, and check out our state-of-the-art Lunch and Learn conference room.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart home office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today.
We are here with Leon Nichols from Kantar Retail, and what a treat.
Oh, thank you.
Leon, this is great. So great to have you here. If you're not familiar with Kantar Retail, go online and find out about them because we want to get into this right away. What are some of the macro issues facing Walmart today?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the issues that Walmart is facing, a lot of other retailers are facing too. You've got a real split in the economy where you've got folks who've got a reasonable amount of money going now and they're benefiting from job growth in the economy, and others who aren't yet benefiting yet. So that's sort of one split. The other macro split is you've got a generational divide. you know, you've got young millennials who are aspiring for more and they, you know, really want to make things happen. And then you've got those boomers who themselves now are stepping back and saying, hang on a second, we've got to make sure we're ready for retirement. So you've got a number of these forces that are coming and going out there that mm-hmm. mean that retailing as we've known it is not quite as linear, maybe, as we had thought
it once changing?
Was. It's changing, yeah, right yeah. Underneath our underneath our feet.
And really, I mean, you know, when you look at where Walmart goes, that's really kind of where the U.S. economy goes.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, Walmart is so much of commerce
right.
in this country. They're the single greatest, biggest commerce entity, really, in the economy. So I think the forces that Walmart is facing out there indeed are national in scope, and I think that helps to put into context, say, some of the things they're doing with wage.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Walmart's made some recent announcements. They had their shareholders meeting, yeah. And they've made some other announcements. What are your takeaways from that? How do you think that's going to affect what they're doing?
Well, I think if you're thinking about their broader strategies and some of the things that they've been putting into place, I think Greg Foran's focus on sort of retail fundamentals makes a lot of sense. Mm. I think there's some good blocking and tackling that needs to be done, particularly in the Supercenter format. And I think that approach, I think that makes a lot of sense. Sort of a now, kind of get stuff done now kind of approach.
Okay.
But at the same time, what I think he's also laid out in a vision is to say, going forward, we're going to need to grow in a much more omni-channel and maybe channel agnostic or format agnostic kind of way. And that's why you're seeing the real growth of small formats and certainly online. Okay. Our expectation, in fact, going forward is that Neighborhood Market and .com are going to make up over 2/3 of Walmart's growth over the next 5 years. So a big change in terms of what's been in the past.
So three things that a supplier who wants to grow their business with Walmart that they should be looking at here over the next few years. What are some things that you're working with your clients with and that might be able to help some of our suppliers?
Mm. Three things. First would be you've got to have a neighborhood market strategy. The second thing I think would be what I might call kind of an analytics strategy going forward. I mean, it's not going to be enough, I think, to just have really good, folks who are really good at downloading
right.
data.
Right.
That's the framework, the basis. But I think we're going to need a much higher level, perhaps a more sophisticated level of analytics and predictive sorts of scenarios and more sophisticated modeling going forward than the kind of work maybe that's been done in the past. So that would be the second thing. And then the third thing, honestly, would really be a digital everywhere kind of strategy. And
what does that mean?
What I mean is there's got to be an approach whereby we don't say, okay, I've got my brick and mortar strategy and I've got my digital strategy. There actually has to be one where digital is incorporated into everything. It's woven into, it's networked into everything.
Yeah.
Every promotion, every price, every customer interaction should have a digital component or a digital complement to it, because that's the new display, really. Mm. It's the screen, isn't it? It's really
yeah,
the screen.
No, it really is. It really is. We've had many different people in here talking about that and the importance of it. And I mean, you know, it's changed the way that we go to market.
It has. And I always counsel our clients, particularly in the supplier community, to move faster. In that regard.
And move faster. And keep moving faster.
And keep moving faster. And don't think that you're done. You know? And I think that's the hard part. Yeah, I think we want to be able to feel, well, gosh, we've done that. And, you know, also we can
rest on.
Yeah,
now we move on to the next thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Or we can rest on laurels.
Yeah. Walmart's leadership is more international now.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I think it means a couple of things. I think, one, it means a more portfolio approach, just as Walmart's always done a good job, I think, looking at categories and sort of seeing as roles for different SKUs and roles for mm-hmm. different segments. Now understanding more clearly the roles of different format sizes and box sizes and trip missions, and really seeing that as a shopper's portfolio of formats and shopper's portfolio of options that she has. Now, I think that's going to come into play, particularly when you start thinking about ASDA and all of these sort of logistics options that are there. And then the second thing is, I think, just more specifically, a real focus on ASDA itself. If I could advise suppliers to do any one thing in their vacation mm-hmm. plans over the next 6 months or so, get to ASDA.
And ASDA's in
the UK.
In the UK.
That's Walmart's
yep.
UK operation. You know, knowing that Judith McKenna, their chief operating officer, Walmart US's chief operating officer, has come from there, and just seeing a lot of the advancements in things like click and collect and sort of the fulfillment and transaction kinds of options.
And how that's changing over in the UK.
Right. My sense is you're going to start seeing a lot more ASDAization
okay.
of the United
okay.
States And it'd be interesting to see, as Walmart rethinks the supercenter in this country, how much of some of the ASDA rethink of the of their formats over there
right.
starts to trickle over here. So I guess that would be for me is, you know, head over a trip, get some budget to head over a trip
well,
across
and,
the
hey,
pond.
Hey, you know what? If you can find a good excuse to go over there,
hey.
And you can make it work-related.
Why not? It's a beautiful city.
That's
you know,
right.
London is
right.
is beautiful this time of year. So,
well, Leon, thank you so much for coming in today. We
oh,
really appreciate
you.
It. Thank you for your insights, and we hope to have you back again someday.
Thank
we
you very much.
It. All right.
Thanks.
Saturday morning meeting for suppliers. We'll be right back.
GigWalk is transforming how work gets done. As the leading mobile workforce management platform, GigWalk provides companies with mobile tools and a data-driven approach to improving business efficiency. Leading brands and retailers use GigWalk to manage their field teams and to mobilize 750,000 GigWalkers to collect data intelligence about their business and brands. Are the shelves stocked? Are my products priced competitively? Are the correct promotions in place? Visit us at GigWalk.com to learn more. GigWalk, make work better.
Eighth & Walton can help you become a smarter supplier with webinars and classes, services like custom training, consulting, HR solutions, and staffing. Visit www.eighthandwalton.com to find out how you can become a better partner to Walmart. Sales analysts, build your skills fast with Eighth & Walton's core classes. Order them together and save 10%. Go to eighthandwalton.com/classes.
Don't come hungry to next week's show. It's all about food. We'll meet guests from Diamond Foods, My Brother's Salsa, and Oh Baby Foods. Thank you to all of today's guests for their insights and inspiration. If you'd like to watch this show again, or if you missed part of the episode, we post full episodes on our own YouTube channel. Just visit the link below. From all of us at Saturday Morning Meeting for Suppliers, thanks for watching.
I walk in every day and I just take a deep breath and I'm like, I can't believe where it's gone, where it's come to. Blood, sweat, and tears, and then some, everything to build the company where it's at. I'm Billy Westbrook, and ScrubBlade is a idea I had. I wondered, why don't wiper blades scrub your windshield? If they're going back and forth, why don't they scrub the windshield while they're doing it? You know, I was making barely any money to survive. I was living on an air mattress at a friend's house, completely stripped down to nothing. It's just me. I was like, I'm going to give this 100% and see what happens with it. And that was in 2006. It's 2014 now, and I've never stopped. In the journey of ScrubBlade, we had a huge opportunity to do a big test with Walmart. And if I would have worked all those 8 years and neglected my business credit, I wouldn't have had the biggest opportunity of our journey. Dun and Bradstreet is a huge partnership for ScrubBlade. They share the knowledge really well, go through your credit rating with you and explain what this means and what that means. We're starting a big test with AutoZone, and I mean, they're the largest automotive retailer in the world. It's gonna take our company to the next level and beyond. What drives me, what keeps me going, is my family. Yeah. My job is to take care of my family, and it gives me a lot of pride to know that I can do that. And at the same instance, Dun & Bradstreet is taking care of me, or my entity, ScrubBlade. I mean, it's still a small company, but big in my eyes. We want to have fun with it. We want to bring people in along for the journey. You know, life's a journey. Get a clearer view. That's what ScrubBlade's tagline is, and it means everything.